right, hey folks, this is Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. This is show number 229, recording this June 10th, 2007, the last day that The Sopranos will air. That's why I decided to open with this music. But lots of talk about today, including the World Pac-Man Championship Edition and event that was in New York earlier this week. We'll talk all about that. Let's see what else we got here. We've got, I actually want to talk about The King of Kong, which if you haven't heard about it, you must see this film. A few other things. I'll award the winner in my Matrix contest, give away some stuff, have some fun, talk about all the demos on Xbox Live over the past week, and then we'll slide right into the interview with Toru Iwatani-san, who is the creator of Pac-Man. Caught up with him in New York. I was able to get just a few minutes with him, and I will run that interview later on in the show. But let's go back up to the top and talk about Pac-Man. The Pac-Man World Championship was in New York. This was a global event, an enormous event that brought together pretty much the best players of Pac-Man into the room. We had 10 folks from all over the world. We had Mexico, Austria, Canada, Ohio, and then the U.S., Florida, Japan, New Zealand, Taiwan, the United Kingdom. I met James Rogers from the United Kingdom. He was just a splendid young guy there. He's only 13 years old, was in the World Championships, and then some other folks from the U.S. So it was really a spectacular event. For those of you from the community that were able to attend, I want to thank you for coming down and watching that. Yeah, of course, so let me back up a little bit and tell you how things played out. So we met all the folks, all 10 of them were collected on Monday evening, the day before the event, brought down to the venue where we were holding it, which was the Supper Club in Midtown Manhattan, which is pretty much a large room that's got a couple of levels. Nice, nice room. And I'm sure you've seen the photos with the chairs around the edges and the flags behind them and the Xbox 360s in front of them. And we brought them in and we said, all right, so here's welcome, congratulations, meet everybody else. And then what we did, or I should say what the tournament folks did, is they decided to change things up a little bit and say, okay, well, guess what? You're not playing the original Pac-Man. You're playing these brand new maps that are going to be released on Xbox Live on Wednesday for Xbox Live Arcade, and that's what we're going to choose. So people were obviously taken aback. We explained to them that Iwatani-san designed these maps specially. There's 4 maps and 6 modes. One of the maps and one of the modes in there is the World Championship, and the Pac-Man, the Pac-Man version is the World Championship Edition. So this had a special 5-minute version in it, and that's what we were going to use to have the contest. So obviously people were a little stunned and surprised, and I talked to every single one of them, and people generally speaking were not. You figure they'd be upset. They flew all the way to New York, and we changed up the rules on them. But a lot of people really liked it. So they had a few hours on Monday evening to kind of dig in and get to know the maps. And then they had some time before the event started on Tuesday to kind of dig in and go through the maps. And I remember I was talking with, and actually I think this is pretty much in the video someplace. Who was it? Was it Dwayne? I think it was Dwayne. Dwayne Richards from Canada. I was over there talking to him. He's like, oh, he already played it for like 10 minutes. And he had figured out kind of what Iwatani-san had done to kind of tweak the play and so forth. So he was explaining it to me. Go up and watch that video. This is also a man whose hobbies besides Pac-Man are picking wild mushrooms. So Dwayne was quite the character. Of course, we had Billy Mitchell there as well. Billy Mitchell is one of the first people, was the first person ever to score perfect in Pac-Man. So Billy was along. Of course, he was knocked out probably about halfway through. So let me move forward a little bit and explain how things went. So we got all 10 of them together on Tuesday. They came down to the venue early in the morning. We were able to practice. And then we kicked off. I think it was probably about 10 o'clock we kicked off. What we did is we played 2 rounds of the Championship Edition. Again, if you've downloaded this, this is available for download from Xbox Live Arcade. You'll notice there's the first mode there is a 5-minute timed mode. And that's what we did. We played 2 of those modes. We played 2 of the modes, and then we took the score, the highest score from those, you know, the each person's highest score from whichever the highest score was from the two modes they played. And then we put them all up on the screen, and then we drop the bottom two. So the lower two scored, gone. So then we had eight people. And then we tallied the scores, and then the people with the lowest two scores, gone. Then we had six people, and then and then we had four people. So then we had finally had two people. So we get down to the final two people. And the final two people were Carlos Borrego from Mexico. And I apologize if I'm butchering your last name, Carlos. And Robert Gleschauder from Austria. So Robert and Carlos are the two finalists. So they're going at it. And we get them up on stage. Of course, there's the media there. We had folks from AP, from Reuters, from CNN, from Fox News. It was a media circus. And they go. And we kick it off 5 minutes in. And it was a ping pong match back and forth between Robert and Carlos and Robert and Carlos and Robert and Carlos. And for those people that were on site and had the chance to watch Carlos, I don't know what his style was. But he was kind of maybe behind a little bit each round. And then literally in the past 60 seconds to 90 seconds of the 5 minute round, he just shot ahead. And that's exactly what he did in the finals. So he shot ahead and went ahead of Robert. It was rather exciting. So congratulations. I'll put a link to his gamer tag up as well, because he... of course, all the folks had gamer tags, so you could certainly look at his score and so forth. Maybe even email Carlos and ask him for some Pac-Man tips. And then we announced to the world that the Pac-Man World Championship Edition, which the players were just using to play, was going to be released on Xbox Live Arcade the next day. And I posted that up on the blog, and it was interesting to see the folks who kind of had a real negative reaction to quote-unquote another Pac-Man being released, and then they were really bummed out about that, and then they played it and they had to step back and say, you know what, it's not that bad, you really have to play it. So there's a free it's a free demo download, so go ahead and give that a shot if you get a chance. I know a lot of people have downloaded it already, but it's really quite a good version. And everyone who participated in the finals, all 10 folks, were really taken aback at how good this was. This just wasn't a port. It was like Pac-Man 2.0. It was a real new version. So a lot of people are playing that, and it's obvious if you look at the top 10 list that I publish each week, because it was the top purchased arcade title for the past week. So that's the World Championship in New York. It was great to be in New York. Right after the event, we did the community party, and we stayed at I was staying at the Marriott Marquis with some of the other folks from the team. So we just decided to have it in the lobby. And we had it in the lobby, and it was interesting because I talked to the hotel management beforehand, and there's a large couple of bars, and one of the large bars in the center wasn't open, and they told me it was going to be open at 5:30, so that's why we chose to do this event at 5:30. So I get there at 5:30, and there's probably about 20 or 30 people there. John and Sarah from the Gamerscore blog and Trixie came down, and they wouldn't open the bar, so we had to move kind of across the lobby to the other bar. By the time it was all going full tilt, I think we had like 30 or 40, maybe even 50 people there. So if anybody showed up to the atrium lounge and didn't see us and I missed you, I kept drifting over there every like 15 minutes to see if there's anyone there. But if we missed you, I'm sorry. We got moved to the other place because that's where the bar was. So we had a whole section. We bought drinks and appetizers, ordered like two of everything for everyone to eat. We had some fun, hung out. I gave away some prizes. The guys from Turtle Beach who supply the headsets, which I use for Name the Game later on, they brought some headsets down. What else did I give away? I had a pocket full of 12-month memberships. I even had some points cards. Marketing gave me some points cards, so I gave those away. So, yeah, all in all, it was a great time. Wonderful meeting everyone, putting faces with names. I know a lot of people were exchanging gamer tags and business cards and so forth. So that was great. So that was the Pac-Man World Championship in New York. Now, I must tell you a couple of funny stories. On my way back, which was, if you watch my Twitter, it was a little hellacious because I ended up going through Denver, and there was a windstorm, and there was one runway, and one thing led to another, and I spent the night in Denver. Involuntarily. But I was on my way back, and I had gotten a copy, a review copy of The King of Kong. Now, if you're not familiar with The King of Kong, I highly recommend you watch this film when it opens up. The King of Kong will be opening, I believe it's August 17th nationwide. This is a movie about trying to get the highest score in Donkey Kong. And Billy Mitchell's in it because he happens to also hold a world record in Donkey Kong. But you really, and Steve Wiebe, who you must meet. He, in fact, I must track him down. He's local in Redmond. So, Steve Wiebe, if you download my show and you listen to it, please email me. I want to get in touch with you and get you on a future show to talk about the King of Kong. But I don't want to spoil too much. But this is, if you know, I know you like video games. That's why you're listening to my show. But you really must watch this film. You must go see this film. I highly recommend it. It's about an hour and a half, and it is, you probably think to yourself, how can they make this work? But you know what? The film, the editing, the cinematography, the storytelling is really brilliant. So I highly recommend you watch The King of Kong. I'm going to probably watch it again as well, because it's that good. You must watch it again. But if you catch The King of Kong, it opens nationwide on August 17th. I recommend it. So after I finished watching that, because we got to, that was only an hour and a half of a, what was it, 4 or 5 hour flight, I was watching, I had on my Zune, I had Castaway, which is the Tom Hanks film. Now, generally speaking, it's a long film. It's like, what is that, 3 hours? I figured, you know, I had 3 hours. It was a long flight, so I had enough time to kill. So generally speaking, it's probably not a good idea to watch a film where there's a pretty, pretty intense plane crash sequence in it when you're flying. Because I'm watching the film, and I'm at the point, if anybody's seen this film, you know that the plane crash scene in this film is fairly realistic. I guess. I don't know. I've never been on a plane crash. But it's pretty intense. Let's put it that way. And I'm at the point where the plane crash scene happens. And I totally forgot about the plane crash scene. But I'm at the point where the plane crash scene happens. And if you remember, the whole cabin kind of shifts and jumps up. And they're getting into massive turbulence. And just as they get into the turbulence, my plane hits turbulence. And I'm watching this because I know what comes next in the movie, and I obviously don't know what comes next on my airplane. And it was a pretty terrifying experience, I must tell you. So it's not, be careful if you're watching a film that has a plane crash in it and you're on an airplane. Just the turbulence was so so well timed in my plane that it synced up with the film. It was kind of scary. All right, let's move along here and see what else we have. The Fallout 3 trailer is out. That popped this week. If you had a chance to take a look at that, looks a nice looking trailer. It's got this, kind of has the same vibe as a Gears of War trailer, just in terms of the music and the presentation. It's just kind of a well-paced one. Hey, you know, I forgot to mention, jumping back to Pac-Man for a second, met the folks, the game folks from MTV, and did some video for them. They were set up doing some interviews with some of the winners. You can interview them at what is it? GameDrop.mtv.com. I'll put a link up to their blog. But they've got a blog up there, and they were down covering a bunch of stuff. I met, who did I meet here? Met Tracy John, who's the associate editor, and Jason Cipriano, who is the associate producer, did some video for them. So if you're watching MTV, you may see me show up on MTV, which will be scary unto itself. But big shout out to the guys over at MTV. They were real nice to hang out with. So moving right along, the other things I want to talk about, you know what, I did this contest last week or last show, I should say, for the Matrix. I need to reward that right now. So what we did is I got a copy of the Matrix, HD DVD and an Xbox 360 HD DVD player to give away. And I wanted to give that away in something fun. So what we did is on my last show, I had E, who co-hosts with me once in a while, and he had kind of a situation normal all followed up where his HD DVD that he had ordered from Amazon had come into Redmond, and then it was rerouted. And so there were three trivia questions after you listened to last week's show that you had to answer. One of them was, where was E's copy of the HD DVD Matrix Trilogy? The second one was, what was one of the first HD DVD titles? Because I thought that was pretty good. And then the third one was, what was the name of the captain of the hovercraft on the first Animatrix short? So, let me give you the answers right now. The answers were, where was E's copy of the HD DVD from Amazon that he ordered? It was in Sacramento. So Sacramento, that's the correct answer. Number two, what was one of the first HD DVD titles? Well, there were four of them. The Last Samurai, Million Dollar Baby, Phantom of the Opera, and Serenity. So if you answered any one of those four, you were definitely in the running. For bonus points, it was released on April 18th, 2006. And then finally, what was the name of the captain of the hovercraft in the first Animatrix short? His name was Thaddeus. So the correct answers in order are Sacramento, Serenity, Last Samurai, Million Dollar Baby, Phantom of the Opera, any one of those. And then third, Thaddeus. So let's, I probably got about 2,500 emails just the first week of the contest alone. People entering that. So the winner of the HD DVD, the box set of the HD DVD, I should say. And let me just to let you know, it's over at Amazon. Let me see how much it is over at Amazon. The beauty of having a web browser open while you're doing the show. It's the complete Matrix trilogy. And this has, what does this have? It's got three discs, all the movies, some bonus content, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I've got the complete Matrix trilogy plus the Xbox 360 HD DVD player. So I'm giving you a player and I'm giving you the trilogy right there, right up front. All right, so the winner is, I'm going to pull out a random winner right now, see what his gamer tag is. All right, his gamer tag is ChinoMike55. ChinoMike55, congratulations. You grabbed yourself the Matrix DVD, the complete Matrix trilogy on HD DVD, as well as your very own Xbox 360 HD DVD player. So I'll be in touch with you to arrange to make sure you can get your prize there. So thank you for everybody that entered. A lot of folks asked if this was open to anyone around the world. It was. I will always tell you if it isn't. So this was open to anybody around the world that has an Xbox 360 player. Of course, I don't know how the region stuff works on that. But anyway, so congratulations to ChinoMike55. Let's see what else we have coming up. A lot of demos on the Xbox Live Marketplace this week. Let me talk about those. First of all, there's a Shadowrun demo, kind of going backwards. There's an Overlord demo that I totally forgot about it. When I posted about it, I was like, I hadn't heard about this one. And then when I played it, I'm like, oh yeah, this one's so Overlord's kind of cool. Shadowrun, there's a Shadowrun demo out. There's a Tenchu Z demo out for North America and Europe. There's a Vampire Rain demo out in North America as well as Japan. An Hour of Victory demo, a first-person shooter, Hour of Victory. And the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's all stuff that just has gone up in the past week or so, a little bit more than a week. So a lot going on. So next week, speaking of Tenchu Z and Shadowrun, I'm going to have a couple of guys from the Tenchu Z team on, or someone from the Tenchu Z team on, and then Mitch Gittleman, who's from the Shadowrun team. I will have Mitch on. He's the executive producer over there, or whatever his role is. He's the big head honcho over there at the Shadowrun team. So if you have any questions about Tenchu Z or Shadowrun, well, by God, email them to me, major@xbox.com, or you can post them up on the blog post for this show. I'll go through and pull them out. So Tenchu Z, Shadowrun, I'll have those guys joining me next week. But I need your questions. What do you want to know? What do you want to know about Shadowrun? What do you want to know about Tenchu Z? Send me those questions. But lots of demos going up this week. Demos are free for Xbox Live subscribers, silver or gold. You can download those and have fun. So lots of fun. Of course, a couple of demos are in the top 10 as well. All right, I've talked long enough here. We're going to shoot into the interview last week for the Pac-Man World Championship. I was one of the few media who was allowed to interview or invited to interview the man himself, the legend Iwatani-san. So I'm going to roll that for you right now. He is the inventor of Pac-Man. So first of all, Iwatani-san, I want to thank you for joining me on my podcast. I'd like to ask you, you've redesigned the maps. Tell us something interesting about these new maps that maybe people don't know, some of the work you've put into it.
今回、ポッドキャストに参加していただいて大変ありがとうございます。それで今回ですね、新しいそのマップをお作りになったわけですが、まあ、こういうことは知られてないんじゃないかというようなですね、そのマップ、新しいマップを作った時の裏話とあったら聞かせていただけないでしょうか。
そうですね、裏話と言いますか、新しいマップと言いますのは、オリジナルパックマンは、一つのメイズをクリアすると、そこで止まって、でまた次のメイズが出てくるというスタイルなんですけども、 世界大会で、決勝を行うときに、止めないようにするということで、片側がクリアされるともう片側が出てくるというような形でゲームが、テンションの高いまんま、ゲームが継続して止まらずに、タイム制限で終わるということで非常にこのスピーディーで、エキサイティングな気持ちが継続できるというところが実はすごい裏の大きな部分なんですね。
This is one of the biggest differences. As you know, the original maze, once you clear, it goes away and refresh and you restart. And, but this one for the World Ship Championship, we had to have something very exciting and no interruption by refreshing the screen and so forth to have some kind of a non-stop action. So as you will see, each half is refreshed as it's, as they get cleared. So there's no break, between the clearing the screen and to maintain the excitement level throughout the very intense short competition, we by doing that we managed to keep this high energy level by making this map in this new construction.
I'd like to ask Iwatani-san, what has surprised him over video games over the past 27 years? Is it digitally delivering content to the home like Xbox Live Arcade? Is it the fact that there aren't many arcades left? Is it the fact we're playing Pac-Man on our mobile phones? What was really surprised him over the past 27 years? And where does he think gaming is going to go?
それでこれまでその27年というまあご経験の中でですね、まあいろんなことがあって、まあどういったことにそのまあ先生が驚かれるというようなことがあったかということが私どもの質問ですが、まあ例えばそのうちにですね、デジタルのコンテンツがうちに直接入ってくることですとか、それからまあ今はそのアーケードというのは大変少なくなって、いるということですとか、まあ、例えばパックマンが今その携帯電話で使えるとか、まあ、そういろんなことがあると思うんですが、先生個人としてですね、この27年間でどういったことで驚かれたというようなことがありますでしょうか。
そうですね、その間にはその PC が普及したこと、それから PC の、そのネットワーク化ということですね、この2つが大きな部分ですね。そして今度は携帯用のゲームボーイとか、それから、ゲームアドバンスとか、そういうような今の Nintendo DS、PSP とか出てきて、そして、Xbox が出てきて、ライブアーケードが出てきたということで、ネットワークで配信してサービスするということがやっぱり一つの驚きです。ですから技術的にいくつかのポイントがあるわけですね。そのポイントポイントで新しいゲームがどんどん出てくるということで、今回の360の Xbox のライブアーケードっていうのはその新しいネットワークを使ったゲームができるということで、とてもびっくりというか新しい展開ができることを発見した喜びがあります。
There are many things that are surprising and interesting. First of all, how the PC became ubiquitous and how the PC became network savvy and how that changed the landscape. And secondary, portable game players such as PSP and the GameCube and so forth and how that really changed the landscape. And also...finally, as in live arcade, the use of network has been such an important part of the gaming industry right now. And so for him, really interesting is every new technical advance creates new kind of games and the creative response to that. And so this whole process of evolving technology and the game, creator, this whole process is surprising and also just wonderfully exciting to watch.
I'd like to wrap it up now, but I want to talk about the fact that Iwatani-san is now going to be teaching at Tokyo Polytechnic. I'd like to ask him, for people who are listening to this right now, what tips can he give them? What classes should they take for game design? What is the best way for someone to get into video games and game design to become a legend much like himself?
で最終的な質問としてはですね、これから先生はその、東京工芸大学の方で教えて いらっしゃるわけですけれども、まあ、これからその、ゲームを描きたいというクリエイターになりたいという人に対してですね、まあ、どういった勉強を したらいいかとかですね、どういったクラスを取って一生懸命頑張ればですね、将来先生のようなそういう伝説的な、ね、ゲームクリエイターになれるのかという、その辺 の知恵をお借りしたいんですが、どうでしょうか。
まずですね、ゲームっていうのはそのエンターテインメントの中のごく一部だっていうことを理解してほしいんですね。つまりゲームクリエイターを目指す人、ゲーム会社に入ろうとする人はゲームしか遊んでないんですよ。他のもっと遊びをしてないと、新しいゲームの提案っていうのはできませんので、ゲーム以外のことに興味を持ってどんどんやってほしい、行動してほしいということですね。まあ、それが一番です。
The number one recommendation I have is, as I see a lot of people who are coming to work for our game industry, and all they know is video games. But what they really have to realize is gaming is a small part of the entire entertainment industry. So it's very important to not just play video games, but really explore the other types of entertainment and really play in other fields of entertainment, just so that you could have opinions and creativity to contribute to the process outside of just a gaming arena.
Excellent. So I want to ask one more question. Does Iwatani-san have a gamer tag on Xbox Live?
Gamer tag?
Yeah.
Iwatani-sensei wa Xbox no gamer no tag wa arimasu ka?
Nai desu.
He doesn't have it.
Okay.
And also, you know, if he has one and if his identity becomes known,
yes,
that could be a problem.
That could be a problem.
So he does not have one.
Understood. Well, I appreciate that. Well, on behalf of everybody in the Xbox world, I want to thank him for all the contributions he's made for original Pac-Man, but more importantly by giving us a gift, the Pac-Man Championship Edition, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
それではですね、Xbox ワールドを代表しまして、またそれからその、世界中のファンで長年楽しませていただいたことととですね、それからオリジナルのパックマン、そして現在新しい Xbox 360ワールドチャンピオンシップのゲームを作っていただいたことを大変感謝して、これで最後のお言葉としたいと思います。
わかりました。 Thank you very much. 嬉しいです。ありがとうございました。
It's been a great pleasure.
ありがとう。
He was such a nice man, and it was actually before I started doing the interview. I had met him a few years ago at a Tokyo Game Show at a industry function, and he looked at me and said, "Have I met you?" And I said, "Yes, you have." I didn't think he'd remember me, but apparently he did. So Iwatani-san, thank you so much. I think the interesting story that was told, actually was being told by someone else at the event, is that when Pac-Man, which in Tokyo is known as Puck-Man, because he looks like a little puck, when it was released in the United States, the Midway, who bought the rights to it, changed it to Pac-Man because they were concerned that, you know, if you remember, anybody who was in the arcades in the 80s remember what kind of atmosphere it was like, the people in the arcades, the kids in the arcade, were going to change the Puck-Man, if it said P-U-C-K-Man on the side, they were going to change the P to an F. So that's the Pac-Man story. Anyway, Tori Iwatani-san was just a pleasure to chat with, and was really nice. And of course, the game speaks for itself, stood the test of time. I think we can all agree to that. All right, so thank you again for that. Let's see what else. Also, I didn't mention this a few minutes ago when I was talking about the event in New York City, but I did. We probably did about was 6, 8, 10. I can't even remember how many videos we did covering this event live on site, and I took all of those and had them edited together as one, like, I think it's 16 or 17 minute stream, and I have placed those in my iTunes feed as a video, so you can have all the videos of all our coverage in New York City, all the video stuff just available, downloadable in my it's in my iTunes stream, so go ahead and grab that if you'd like. Okay, so since I'm all alone, E is in New York this week, and E is going to, I'm going to try to get E to join my show on a regular basis, but he's in New York this week, so I'm kind of stumbling through this old school style. We've got Name the Game, so I'm gonna go ahead and roll the Name the Game that we played last time and see if you can guess it. So here's the Name the Game from the last show. It also had a decidedly 80s feel, didn't it? Well, it did. That, of course, was Xevious. Xevious is one of the Xbox Live Arcade titles, also from Namco Bandai, just like Pac-Man. So, Xevious, if you guessed that, congratulations. But the real winner this week is Flugelhorn. And I'm not even going to try to tell you how this... Flugelhorn 6715. I'm not even going to try to figure out how to spell that. Congratulations. You grabbed yourself a Turtle Beach Air Force X1 headset. For guessing the name of the game, a lot of people guessed that one. That was a little too easy, so I need to make it a little bit more difficult this week. So, Flugelhorn, congratulations, and let's play the name of the game for this week. So, see if you can get yourself a Turtle Beach Air Force X1 headset. All right, if you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. major@xbox.com. Include the subject line, name the game, colon, and then your guess, and then in the body, put your gamer tag, and also toss in where you're from so I can keep track of where everyone is. Appreciate that. Good luck on that. That one's probably a little bit harder. Hey, I forgot to mention something. There was a I know a lot of you folks are playing Small Arms, so there's a Small Arms update that's out, including a couple of new characters and levels for Small Arms entitled Ivar and Gullarp. And let's see what the release here. The guys over at Gastronaut Studio sent this release to me earlier in the week, and I had a note to make sure I told you guys about it, but probably best for you just to go ahead and download it. There's premium content, and then there's also a title update. The title update includes, new option enables the in-game display of player indicators and gamer tags to help players navigate the action. Performance enhancements improve frame rate, reduce tearing, which is always a good thing. Smarter leaderboards, more efficiently accurate player position, tighter weapons balance, and a few bug fixes and whatnot. So that's for Small Arms. You can go to smallarmsgames.com if you want to read more about that. But I want to make sure I told you guys about the Small Arms update. Okay. Let's see other notes here. It's probably time for Funky Boss, that's his gamer tag, who did this intro for me for Xbox 101.
Xbox 101 with Major Nelson. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Funky. Thank you. Xbox 101, it's a section of this show that I do each week, which kind of introduces some new Xbox 360 owners to some features or functions of their console or their software that maybe they're not aware of. There's a lot of features that happen in the Xbox 360, especially in the dashboard. You can just get all sorts of turned around in there. There's so many cool things you could do. But I want to talk about, use this section to kind of address our newer listeners. And actually, someone had posted on the blog, what does 101 mean? 101 is probably a North American term for basic. When you go to university or college and you're taking a beginner's class, it's usually like, you know, Economics 101, you know, the very beginning, you know, Economics 101. People make money and they buy things, you know, really, really basic, simple. So I wanted to give away for newer listeners to really understand and maybe find out some new features of their console that they were unaware of. So this week is, I'm kind of taking you outside the box for a minute. This one is, of course, now my notes here didn't save from what I wrote it down earlier today, so I'll have to wing it from memory. But on the Xbox 360, you've got a plug that plugs into the back, which sends your video and your audio kind of out to your device. And a lot of people don't realize it, but the device that plugs in there, that is there's a little switch there for HD DVD or TV. And a lot of folks may have their HD DVD using the component hookup, which is the red, the green, and the blue. They may have those using, but they may not have the switch properly connected in the back of their Xbox 360 to be turned to HD TV. So what I want you to do is to make sure if you've got it hooked up and you're using the red, green, and the blue and it doesn't quite look as sharp, make sure you go back there and switch that switch. Now, this will cause the Xbox 360 to reboot because it's changing its video configuration, so don't be frightened about that. But make sure you do that. I know that when we first launched the Xbox 360, there was a lot of people that did not have that. I remember going over to doing some events and going, hey, what's this, and switching it, and sure enough, it's like it's a world of difference. So I know that seems very basic for some folks, but if you got your Xbox 360 hook up and you're using the component video cables, please make sure that switch is switched to HD TV, because otherwise you're not really getting the full HD experience. All right, getting into the gadgets section, I got a Belkin. This is interesting. This is a Belkin Skype phone. So I've been kind of playing around with that a little bit. It's a phone that actually hooks into my wireless Wi-Fi network here at home, and I put in my Skype credentials, and I can actually make calls over Skype using this phone. So I'm practicing with that. It's got a little bit of ways to go. The other thing is that I've been playing around with is I got a Palm Trio, which I've had before, but I have been playing with that a little bit. I take that on the road with me, and I'm trying a build of Windows Mobile 6 on that, which seems to be working well. So I enjoy that. The iPhone comes out in a couple weeks. People are really spun up about the iPhone, aren't they? You guys excited about it? Let me know. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure I'll go into the Apple Store and take a look at it and so forth. But I think my needs for a mobile device are a little bit different than maybe a lot of other folks. So maybe you'll like it. Maybe you won't. Don't know. We'll see. The other thing that I'm working on is I've gotten into espresso for the past few weeks, and I don't know why. So I think I'm going to pick up an espresso machine. Does anybody have a Nestle Nespresso machine? Let me know what you think of that. Thinking of picking one of those up. It's fairly intense. So that way I can kind of take a couple of shots before I record the show, and I'll be even more wired than I am now. Wow, is it really only about 36 minutes that I've been doing the show? Feels like a lot longer. This show is obviously headed to be one of the shorter ones that I've done in a while. And I don't know why, but I just kind of been powering through, been yakking and powering through. I get a lot of feedback from people that want shows less than an hour because they don't have a lot of time. You know what I need to do is I need to find out what the average commute time is. I figure if the average commute time is like 42 minutes, then I'll just make sure each show is 42 minutes, because then obviously you can listen to the show in a commute, right? I don't know. Somebody do some research out there, folks. Let me know what the average commute time is. It's a little bit different for folks, I think, in North America who maybe spend more time in their cars than it is maybe in Europe or Asia, who spend a lot of time on public transportation. But I'd be curious if that's an interesting statistic that anyone else has out there. All right, let me pull up my show notes, see if I have anything else out here. Still looking for that. Thank you for everybody who recommended a HD TiVo to me, including the $200 rebate that they've got running right now. So I appreciate everybody that has sent that to me. Let's see what else I have. You know, I think that's really kind of about it. It's going to be a quick show today. You know, next week I think is going to be a longer show. I'm going to have on somebody from the Tenchu Z team, as well as Mitch from the Shadowrun team. So two different interviews, two different sets of questions. What would you like to ask those guys about their games, Tenchu Z or Shadowrun? Please email me, major@xbox.com, or feel free to post on the blog here in the post about this show, and I'll go back and read through them. So if you have any questions about that. A lot of stuff next week. I'm sure I'll see if I can get E on the show. Hopefully he'll be back and in a little bit of a, you know, he'll be rested. He went down to New York for the MLB championship. I can't even keep track of MLG World Championship. I can't even keep track of what he's flying over there for. Because Trixie went in the weekend before the Pac-Man event for the World Cyber Games, and then E went in for the MLG. So it's like way too much going on. All right, I'm done talking here. I need to get ready to go watch The Sopranos. I want to thank you all for downloading my show. I want to thank my friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment. I want to thank CashFly for allowing me to put big, fat video files like the ones I put up for Pac-Man, which is, I think it's like 70 megabytes. I want to thank CashFly for caching all of my content. They're responsible for you getting the show each week, or sometimes even videos. So this is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson Shang. Again, thank you for downloading my show. Have fun, play fair, send feedback, or file a complaint. And remember, if you're listening to this Sunday night, The Sopranos ends, and unfortunately the Halo 3 beta is over as well. If you're listening to this after Sunday, well, you can watch The Sopranos on a rerun on HBO, and no more Halo 3 beta for you. So I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always said I'd be the chosen one. After show. Hopefully you enjoyed the Iwatani-san interview. I left the translator and his response in there. I tried to leave everything in there because I know it's interesting just to hear some of the Japanese and how it gets translated and so forth. So I left that in there. Plus, I know some of you folks are studying Japanese. So I figured maybe that'll help. So let me know if there was any mistranslations. I don't think there was, but I don't speak Japanese. So that's my Iwatani-san interview. I got to get E back next week. I really was stunned at how short this show was, but I think I like doing the shorter shows because it's quick, easier just to kind of power through them. You know, I collect my notes throughout the week and then just bah, 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 go through them. I know a lot of folks have been asking to get somebody on from Red Octane Activision to talk about Guitar Hero. Been trying, so I asked him. Not much more I can do than that. Let's see. And no, I don't know when any of the other content's coming along. I'm sorry. All right. Let's see. Did you watch any? See any good movies lately? I haven't seen any good movies lately, other than The King of Kong, which you must watch. It is unbelievable. It is really unbelievable. I've been playing a lot of different games. I've been playing. What did I play? The Pirates of the Caribbean film. Or the Pirates of the Caribbean game. I played that. What was the game that I played this week that I actually really enjoyed? Ratatouille's coming out. I haven't played that yet. That's coming out. But let's see. Project Sylphie, that's coming out. I'm just looking at the ones that are coming out. You know, Pirates of the Caribbean, of course. Transformers game is coming out. You know what that I actually had a lot of... I was stunned at how much I actually liked it. That was Surf's Up. It's based on the film, and it was actually a lot of fun. I played that just kind of rolling through that for, you know, spent a half hour there just kind of surfing with my penguin. And it was surprisingly fun. So Surf's Up is always a good time. Hey, you guys coming out for the Penny Arcade Expo PAX at the end of August? Let me know. Maybe we should do an Xbox Live listener get-together. Our Xbox Live, gamer tag get together. I haven't quite decided what we need to call it yet. I know that Microsoft and the Xbox team is going to be on site and doing something at the event. But I'm wondering, should we do something like I did in New York afterwards if you're coming out to PAX? So if you're coming out to PAX, let me know. Penny Arcade Expo is at the end of August. I'm sure I'll be speaking at it. They just haven't told me what I'll be doing yet. So, I got to run. It's time for The Sopranos, and this is the last episode. Of course, by the time some of you listen to this, it'll already be over, so I can't spoil it for you. But some of the games I'm playing, Call of Juarez, Surf's Up, Forza 2, Wartech, playing Wartech, which is certainly fun. I need to throw Command & Conquer back in. Need to get to that. Shrek the Third, of course, Shadowrun. Got any questions, please send them in for Shadowrun or Tenchuzio. Would love to get those from you. All right, I'll have you on next week, and it'll probably be a longer show. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.